Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Patriots are now 9-2 after yesterday's 35-17 beatdown of the Miami Dolphins in Foxborough. The win ties the Patriots for the best record in the AFC, and it gives them their record-breaking 17th consecutive winning season. But quarterback Tom Brady says he expects more from this team.
You know, winning seasons are great, and obviously, you know, we're trying to win every time we take the field. We started 2-2, and to be 9-2 with seven straight wins is pretty good, but we know our biggest games are ahead of us because all the good teams now are going to start playing, you know, really well, and we've got to be one of those teams.
With this week's assessment of the team, here's ESPN.com football writer Mike Reese. Mike, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you. So another dominating performance by the Patriots.
It was, and it came at a little bit of a cost. They had quite a few players going out with injuries. One of the key plays really early in the game, which was very unusual, was the Patriots got the ball to start the game, and they actually went 3 and out. So they had to punt the ball back to Miami, and they decided to fake a punt, which is very unusual. And they convert the fake punt, and then they go on to score, and they really never look back from there. So an unconventional call to get them started.
You mentioned the injuries. The Dolphins certainly made this a physical game. Sacked Tom Brady once, hit him 8 times. 5 Patriots left the game with injuries, as well as a couple injuries to the offensive line, which is already depleted. How much impact does that have?
Well, start with the hits on Tom Brady. You know, this was a concern for them early in the season, and they sort of tightened that up with better play along the offensive line. So this was a little bit of a step back for them in terms of protecting Tom Brady, but it was reassuring for Patriots fans to hear Brady after the game talk about how he will be ready to go on Wednesday for the next game on the road against the Buffalo Bills, but they need to protect him better. After all, you've heard. He's 40 years old. He can't keep taking these hits.
Heard that once or twice, yeah. What do you make of that mistake fill-in center Ted Karras made? He snapped the ball to an unprepared Tom Brady. Dolphins end up grabbing it for a touchdown.
Well, it's a good example of how, you know, the Patriots have traditionally been able to put another player in and not miss a beat. And this was one of those times where you see an example of when the next man up, it is sort of a step down. And that was all his mistake. And he mentioned it after the game. That's on him. You know, obviously can't let that happen again. But it's also a good reminder of how fast things can change in a game. I mean, the Patriots were in control at that point. And after that play, it sort of gave the Dolphins some new life.
Yeah, made it actually a little bit of a close game there. Otherwise, though, defense, though, a good day for the defense. 3 defensive turnovers, 7 sacks. What do you make of this D? Can it continue to improve?
Yeah, well, the 7 sacks are really interesting. I mean, that's something that we haven't seen from the Patriots too much. And Bill Belichick mentioned after the game a big factor for that was that they got ahead. So it forced Miami to pass the ball more. And when you know you can make a team one-dimensional like that, it helps you in the pass rush. So that's the first thing. The second thing is you remember early in the season, they were having a lot of busted coverages where it was making things easier for opponents because, you know, their receivers weren't even being covered. You see a lot tighter coverage, specifically with Stephon Gilmore, who was one of their big free agent acquisitions. He had one of the key plays of the game, an interception at the end of the second quarter to sort of keep that lead in a good place for the Patriots.
Sort of a moment I had was sort of towards the end of the game. I was watching and I saw Tom Brady still in there with a 2-touchdown lead at, I think it was 3 minutes and 15 seconds to go. After 5 injuries, is that the right call, or what do you make of that move?
Wow. Well, it was interesting after the game. Bill Belichick did not like a question when he was asked, you know, why he kept Tom Brady in the game. And his response was, if you watch games in the National Football League, you see how fast, you know, things can change. And you might recall a game about a decade ago when he actually pulled Tom Brady against the Dolphins. His backup, Matt Cassel, came in, made a bad mistake. The Dolphins scored, and he put Brady back in the game. So he only handed the ball off 3 times. So they were actually limiting his injury risk, Tom Brady, when they put him back in the game. But that's a Bill Belichick philosophy from over 18 years. He doesn't like Tom Brady coming out of the game unless he knows the opposition doesn't have enough time left, enough possessions left to get back in the game.
All right. Patriots are back on the road next weekend. We will talk to you next week about their first meeting this season with the Buffalo Bills. Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and provides regular analysis for WBUR. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.